On a sunshiny day in mid-February, we say good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. As we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. The Midland Warriors come into today's women's contest with a 14-15 overall mark. They are 10-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort College Defenders stand 13-15 overall and 6-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. For the Midland Warriors, they are advancing on to the playoffs no matter what happens here this afternoon or around the conference. For the Dort College Defenders, a far different scenario on what is Senior Day here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defender women need a win over the Midland Warriors, a team that is receiving votes in the NAI poll. And they need a win by Briarcliff at home over the Doan College Tigers to secure the eighth and final spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference playoff chase. Eight teams make the playoffs. Right now, Dort College is in a tie with the Doan College Tigers, and a tie for the Defenders does them no good with the Doan College Tigers, as the Doan Tigers have the tiebreaker on them. So Dort College, the only way they make the postseason is by virtue of that scenario. Let's take a break, and we'll visit with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. College Defenders take on the Midland Warriors, Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball, and we've come full circle, Coach. Back in November, you played this team to start the conference season. Everything washes away. You've played 19 games in the conference. Now we're to game number 20, and you're playing Midland again. Tell me about this Midland team that you're going to be facing today.
Well, they're a very experienced team, and Jamelia Johnson is really good player for them, and she really spearheads what they do offensively and defensively. They have probably been as big of a surprise team in terms of a conference and sitting in fifth place. They're just an excellent team, and Shepard, their transfer post player, has really come on and is a good player. So they present a lot of problems and matchup problems. Offensively, they're very disciplined. They push the ball, but then they're very disciplined in the half court. So they're an interesting team to watch. They play hard. They play fast. And it will be an exciting game today.
What kind of defense will they put on the floor?
They play man-to-man, but they also randomly just impromptu run and jump. And they do it with a couple of their guards that have the freedom to just go after you. And so you'll see, it doesn't really make sense from time to time, but you'll see when the ball's on the sideline or in the corner or even in the post, all of a sudden a guard will come flying at the ball to double, and then they scramble out of that. And so that can be good and bad. It can work really well for them and give them momentum, but it also can allow for easy baskets if you're ready for it and pass well out of it.
Northwestern on Wednesday night, they played about as fast offensively as we have seen a team play this year in terms of baseline to baseline and getting shots. Midland do some similar things, or is it a different kind of fast?
Very similar things. They really try to run and outrun you and push the ball, and they have the guards and the speed and the quickness to do that. On Wednesday, I probably felt like that was as fast as I've seen Northwestern, even Northwestern play. They just played extremely fast and transitioned really, really well. I don't know that Midland is in that same category of quickness, but they're still quick and their guards are still very good at pushing the ball.
What we've talked about Midland at length, what about your team? You talked about trying to counteract some of that run and jump with trying to get easy baskets by getting numbers. What are some other things that you can do?
We have to be strong with the ball. We have to make our defense create offense, and we have to just be able to play at the highest level we've ever played for. Just in having the seniors play their last game on this floor, it's a big day for them and it's a big day for us as a team. And we want to do well, we want to show ourselves well, and we want to win so we have a chance for the playoffs.
Let's take a look at the matchup then between these two teams. The Midland women are 10-9 in the GPAC, 14-15 overall, 1-4 over their last five games. Midland started the season with an 8-3 record, but ended up closing 2013 with a record of a 9-8. 2014 has been equally difficult, as the Warriors have gone 5-7 since the calendar turned. Midland is led by Jamelia Johnson with a 14.1 points per game average, and she has dished out 82 assists. Taylor Shepard scores 9.9 points per outing and gets to 6.7 rebounds, which leads the team in a slightly better than Sammy Lasari's 6.1 average. All total, 9 players have appeared in at least 28 games for the Warriors this season. Midland is averaging 71 points per game. It allows 70 points per outing. The Warriors make 39.7% of their field goals. It allows 41% success, and they out-rebound teams 37.3 to 36.4. The Defender women are 13-15 this season, 6-13 in the G-PAC. The Defenders are 2-2 over their last 4 games and 4-4 over their last 8. The Defenders need a win over Midland combined with a Briarcliff win over Doan to extend the season to the playoffs. Stuart College is averaging 71.1 points per game. It allows 72.0 points per contest. They're getting out rebounded 38.8 to 37.4. The Defenders convert 42.5% of the field goals they try. Teams are making 39.9% against them. Dort College has been hampered by turnover issues where they have 533 in 28 games. Opponents have 475. Elise Marish scores 15.1 points per game and gets 3.9 rebounds and is converting 50% of her field goals. Caravan Dyke scores 13.3 points per game and gets 7.3 rebounds. Jamie Cook knocks down 10.6 points per game and has 6.1 rebounds, and she is making 55.5% of her field goals. Kayla Brockeis is good for 10.9 points per game, and she is 42 of 87 in three-point attempts this season. The Midland women lost to Hastings 85-78 on Wednesday night. Kelly Page had 21 points. Jamila Johnson had 19 points and 5 rebounds with 4 assists. Johnson was 7 of 24 from the floor. The Dort women fell behind a hot-shooting Northwestern team, fell 102-70 on Wednesday night. The Defenders got 18 points from Elise Marish and 10 by Caravan Dyke. Dort College converted 25 of 61 shots from the field and 15 of 19 free throws, but that got out-rebounded 46-27. The Defender women lead this series 12-6, but lost the November 16th meeting by 70-51 margin after falling behind 31-26 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the starting lineups right after this.
I thought I was too old.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here, then, are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. Taylor Shepherds, a 6'2 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 9.9 points per game. Jamila Johnson is a 5'9 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 14.7 points per game. Kelly Page is a 5'7 senior from Melbourne, Australia, averaging 7.1 points per outing. Joelle Anderson is a 5'10 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 8 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they control the opening tap. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma over to Cook. Cook gives it up to Brookice. Brookice on the left wing. She comes back right side over to Jamie Cook. Cook, right wing, comes back left wing over to Brookice. Brookice feeds it down low to Marish. Marish turned around on the baseline is good. Elise Marish with the 2-point basket, and the North College Defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Midland with the basketball on their first offensive possession. Kelly Page answering with a 3-point bucket of her own. The Melbourne, Australia native knocking down the three-point bucket. For the Dort College Defenders, it is Cook, Marish, Brookice, Jelsma, and Van Dyke. It goes right side over to Cook. Cook feeds it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke, bucket, good. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College leads it 4-3, 19-13 remaining in this first half. Just underway here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, pending the free throw. Free throw on the way by Van Dyke is up and through. Van Dyke makes it a 5-3 lead for the Defenders. Our officials for today's contest, Randy Wagmeister, Dave Schoenrock, and Jim Hempel. In between the circles out front, Warriors have the basketball. They feed it on the right elbow to Joelle Anderson. Anderson on the baseline. Anderson over the basketball, comes back over to Johnson. Johnson to Anderson. Anderson stops at the top of the key. She feeds it right side to Anderson. Anderson loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the Midland Warriors. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the turnover gives Dort College the basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass left side over to Cook. Cook underneath intended for Brookice. Brookice comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma feeds it to Cook. Cook right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke high arching three. Short, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Midland. And we've got a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number one as well on the Dort College Defenders. And the Dort College Defenders called for the personal. That's Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for foul number one. Midland with the basketball. Midland Warriors setting the offense. This is Sammy Lasari. Lasari comes back right wing over to Anderson. Anderson over the basketball, gives it up Johnson. Johnson into the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel, the violation called against Midland. Dort College has the basketball back. 5-3 our score. Jelsma comes back right wing over to Brookice. Brookice to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma to Cook. Cook into the lane, feeding it to Marish. Marish comes back outside to Jelsma. Around the horn they go, Brookice. Brookice on the left wing. Brookice comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball into the lane. Comes back over to Jamie Cook. Cook into the right corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke three, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Midland. Midland leads, trails 5-3. Dort College with the basketball. Midland has it on the right wing. Lasari, Lasari down to the baseline. Page, Page, jumper off the mark, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor, picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma will get it ahead to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball in between the circles. Brookice right side over to Cook. Cook on the right wing. Comes back left side over to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Nothing there. She's cut off by Lasari. Comes back right wing. Entry pass to Cook, and Cook is called for traveling. Travel violation by the Dort College defenders. Midland will get the basketball back. 5-3 our score. Midland has the basketball, and the Warriors will set the offense. They pass right side. Lasari. Lasari gives it to Johnson. Johnson into the lane. Stutter step, left-handed layup is good. It's 5-5. 5-5 our score. Two-point bucket. Comes over to Cook. Cook at the top of the key. Cook right side, Jelsma. Jelsma thought about the three, puts it on the floor. Kicks it back outside to Brookice. Brookice three from the top of the key. Rattles out, no good. Rebound taken away by Johnson. Jamila Johnson trying to lead the player. She does lead the player. Joelle Anderson into the corner. Anderson hounded there. Comes back right side over to Shepard. Shepard to Lasari. Lasari puts it on the floor, hard down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back outside. Shot on the way for two. No good. Rebound controlled by Anderson. Anderson in the lane with the left hand. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Marish. Marish shovels it off to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. She goes right side. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins. Her shot in the lane. No good. Missed everything. Rebound Marish. Marish shot. Good. Marish with the two-point bucket. She's got four, and the defenders lead 7-5. 7-5 our score, Midland basketball. Warriors have the ball. This is Lasari. Lasari picks it up to Page. Page, right wing to Johnson. Johnson over the basketball. Johnson, stutter step. Her shot, no good. Rebound tapped by Cook. Rebound taken down by Midland. Putback attempt, no good by Shepard. Here comes Dort College, up by two. 7-5 our score. Jelsma over the basketball, feeds Van Dyke. Van Dyke unable to put the shot in on the cut to the basket. It's taken away by Lasari. Lasari gives it up to Johnson. Johnson with it on the left wing. Johnson with the basketball. She feeds it right wing. Jumper is up and good. Baseline jumper by Lasari. Lasari makes it 7-7. 15-19 remaining in the first half. Cook, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke trying to direct traffic. Comes back left side over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook backing her way in, and she's called for double dribble. Double dribble, the violation against Jamie Cook. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. And Midland has the basketball as we reset things. Dort College and Midland tied 7-7. With the basketball is Lasari. Lasari driving in. Her off-balance shot no good, but a foul called on Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke has just picked up foul number two with 14:51 left to play in this half. To the free throw line will be Sammy Lasari. Lasari to shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Van Dyke checks out. Emily Newman checks in. Dort College and Midland early in this contest. Lasari makes both free throws. Lasari is a 5'6 freshman from Columbus, Nebraska. She's made an impact for this Midland team, averaging 11.2 points per game. Shot by Marish, rattles out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Kelly Page. Page with the basketball. Page goes left side to Lasari. Lasari at the top of the key. Lasari feeds it into the post to Shepard. Shepard with a left hand, good. Taylor Shepard with a two-point bucket, and Midland opens up an 11-7 lead, 14:21 remaining. Three-pointer from the wing, no good by Cruz. Offensive rebound and put back by Marish. Marish has 6 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 11-9. 11-9, our score. And the ball's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Midland basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball for Midland will be Jamila Johnson. Johnson feeds it out front. She finds Darian Moon. Moon with the basketball. Moon. Round the horn, left side to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson gives it up to Johnson. Left wing jumper, no good. Rebound tracked down by Kayla Brookeis. Brookeis with the basketball. Brookeis passes left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Skelhaus hard to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Foul whistled on the... that's foul is called on Midland. That's Joelle Anderson whistled for the personal. And inbounding the basketball, they get it into Marish. Marish out front to Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Cruz misses the three-point attempt. Dort College trails 11-9, 13:25 remaining in the first half. With it on the right side is Anderson. Anderson with the basketball in between the circles. She passes right side. Dump it down low, intended for Shepard. Shepard with the left hand. Her shot no good, but there for the rebound of the putback is Danny Anderson, and Anderson is fouled on the play. Foul is called on Dort College and number 35, Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Cruz, the freshman from Hull. Elise Marish will check out of the contest. And checking in for the defenders is Micah Holst. Free throw is up. No good. It rattles out. Rebound taken away by Holst. Dort College trails by 4, 13-9. 13-9, our score. Jelsma. Jelsma out front to Cruz. Cruz gives it up underneath to Newman. Newman back outside to Brookeis. Brookeis with the basketball. Brookeis to Holst. Holst shot off the bottom of the backboard. No good. And the ball is deflected out. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. .12:53 left to play in the first half. 13-9 our score. Midland basketball. With it out front is Moon. Darian Moon setting the offense. And Moon, her pass goes right side. Shot no good, but there another offensive rebound by the Warriors. Comes back to Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht into the corner. Shot no good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Midland. Midland with the, pardon me, Dort College with the basketball off the missed shot by Midland. Comes over to Brookeis. Brookeis feeds Cruz. Cruz left wing to Brookeis. Brookeis shot no good, but a foul on the play. On the rebound called against the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Micah Holst. Micah Holst whistled for the personal foul. That's her first. So Dort College on defense as Jamila Johnson brings it up. She passes over to Moon. Moon setting the offense. Now it's out front with Johnson. Johnson, a 5'9 junior from Omaha. Passes it back over to Moon. Moon on the right wing. They look down low. Instead, they come back out front to Moon. Moon into the corner, Johnson. Johnson with it on the wing. Dort College looks like a sagging man or possibly a zone defense. Shot is out of bounds. Last touch by. Shot is blocked. Out of bounds by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland will get the basketball back. And throwing the ball in is Johnson. Jamila Johnson throwing the ball in. Comes back over to Moon. Moon into the corner. Three-pointer on the way off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Midland. Warriors have the basketball. This is Darian Moon. Moon on the left wing. Moon comes on the left side, has the dribble, drives in, pull-up jumper from eight is good. Darian Moon with a two-point basket, and the North College defender lead is 15-9. 15-9 our score. Right side pass goes over to Newman. Newman feeds it underneath to Holst. Holst round the horn, back over to Newman. Newman, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blount. Blount back over to Newman. It's a six-point ball game. North College trailing. 11-11 left to play in the first half. Comes over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with it. Left side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Blount. Blount comes back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus down to the baseline. She's bottled up there, double-teamed, looking for the pass into Micah Holst. And Micah Holst is going to be called for the personal foul. That's number two, I believe, on Micah Holst. Team foul number five on the defenders. 10:55 left to go in the first half. Abby Chapman inbounding the basketball. Abby Chapman checks into the ballgame. Moon to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Midland has the basketball on the right side. Might have been a travel. No call made. Danny Anderson gets the return pass on the right side. Midland leading by six. On the left side is Moon. Moon, three-pointer is good. Darian Moon with 5 points, and the defenders trail 18-9. Into the front court is Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Jelsma. Jelsma to Newman. Newman goes left side over to Blount. Blount with the basketball. Robin Blount on the left base, on the sideline. Comes back over right wing. They give it up to Chapman. Chapman will fire the three, and she was too far back beyond the three-point line, and that shot is well short. And the North College defenders trail 18-9. 18-9 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With it on the right wing, Midland. They go to Kelly Page. Page on the right side. Page gives it up to Lasari. Lasari on the right wing. Comes back out. Three-pointer is up and good for Midland and Joelle Anderson. And the North College defenders trail at 21-9. 21-9 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Prince Insurance for protection under the wing, Prince Insurance in Sheldon and Sanborn. Also made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. The defenders trailing 21-9. Turnover by Dort College. Midland racing back the other way with the basketball is Page. Page, shot, no good. Rebound corralled by Caravan Dyke. So Dort College electing to bring Caravan Dyke back with two personal fouls. Jessica Jelsma, turnaround to the lane, is good. Jessica Jelsma ends the run by Midland. And that was a 10-0 run by the Warriors. Dort College trails 21-11. Ball is saved in by Midland. Warriors have the basketball. Right wing. It goes to Sammy Lasari. Lasari gives it up. Shot for three, no good. Caravan Dyke comes down with it. Ahead it goes to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. 9:09 remaining. They come back over to Brookice. Brookice down on the baseline. Brookice gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma to Marish. Marish is fouled on the play. And Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So the North College defenders trailing 21-11 with 9:01 left to go in the contest, in the first half, that is. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. Dort College on defense, trailing 21-13. Midland has the basketball. This is Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. She feeds it left side over to Page. Page with the basketball. Page on the wing. 8:40 remaining first half. Dort College down 8. They need a couple stops in a row to crawl back in this one. Drive into the lane and throwing it away is Joelle Anderson. Anderson had a player open. If that player opens up to the basketball, probably an easy layup in the time being. For the time being, Dort College dodges the bullet. 21-13, Dort College is down by 8. In the lane they go, Bruckeis, and Bruckeis is called for steps. Travel violation by the defenders. 13:21 to go in this first half. I just say 13:21. 8:18 left to go in the first half. 13-21 our score. Driving the lane with the left hand. Count the hoop, and Kayla Bruckeis is called for a personal foul. Foul called on Bruckeis. Bruckeis whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number 6. To the free throw line will be Johnson to try and complete the three-point play. By my count, she's got 4. Free throw is up, and free throw is good. 24-13, our score. Dort College down 11. On the right side of the basketball is Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Bruckeis. Bruckeis gets the return pass. Comes inside to Marish. Marish jumper in the lane is good. Elise Marish with 8 points. Midland basketball leading 24-15. Three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound weak side, tipped out of bounds by Bruckeis. It will be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. Well, Dort College softball loses this afternoon by a final score of 7-2 to Hastings. Dropping it inside, Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd's shot in the lane is good. And right now, Dort College having difficulty keeping the pace offensively. They trail 26-15. That was a concern coming into the contest, if they'd be able to score enough points to keep up with this Midland team. And it's easily scoring 78 points per ball game. Doubling down is Midland on the pass into the post. Foul called on Kelly Page is her first. Abby Chapman throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes back over to Bruckeis. Bruckeis three-pointer. Rainbow is good. Kayla Bruckeis with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 26-18. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Midland has the basketball. With the drive right hand is Anderson. Anderson with it. Anderson down to the block. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Van Dyke. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland basketball after Dort College touched it last. .647 remaining. Midland basketball. Johnson to throw it in. Jamila Johnson passes it in over the top to Darian Moon. Moon with it right side to Johnson. Johnson with it on the wing. They're giving her the baseline. Instead, she wants to go back to the middle of the floor. Comes back over to Moon. Moon, three, no good. Weak side rebound tapped out by Shepherd, and we've got a foul called on the play against Marish, I believe. Elise Marish whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. And for Marish, that is foul number 1. 1-1 opportunity coming for Midland. Shelby Ruprecht to shoot the 1-1 as she was fouled on the rebound. So shooting the free throw is Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht shot no good. Rebound controlled by Midland. Well, Dort College came away with it. That's Van Dyke over to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish around the horn. Right side they go to Bruckeis. Bruckeis with the basketball. Bruckeis high post. Marish. Marish jumper right elbow. No good. Rebound controlled by Shelby Ruprecht. 26-18 our score. Midland basketball. Johnson coming back the other way. Shot on the way from the perimeter, banking it in. Three-pointer by Johnson. Johnson with 8 points, and the defenders trail 29-18. Dort College needs to find a way to keep this game in the 60s. Midland would like it in the 70s. York College has to string some stops together. Marish will drive with the right hand. Her floater from the baseline is not good. Rebound taken away by Shepherd. Shepherd with the basketball. Shepherd into the front court with it is Darian Moon. Moon goes into the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Midland on the perimeter. Down to the baseline and throwing it into the backcourt. It's last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball down on the baseline. So not an over and back violation, but simply a out-of-bounds play. Dort College trails 29-18. 5:31 left to go in the first half. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Kim Cruz gets the ball inbounded to Brookice. Brookice to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the left side picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke high post to Cook. Cook on the right elbow. Cook, nothing there. Back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Midland. .5:15 and counting in this half. Dort College trailing Midland 29-18. Jamila Johnson driving with the left hand. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball gets it ahead. With it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles. Skelhaus picks up her dribble. She passes right side. They give it up to Cook. Cook back outside Skelhaus. Skelhaus three, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson feeds it ahead. This is Anderson. Anderson into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Jasmine Skelhaus has it on the right side down to the baseline. Skelhaus cut off there by Moon. Picked up her dribble. Finds Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Cruz kick out Van Dyke. Van Dyke three. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Midland and Johnson. And we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Midland. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders trailing Midland, 29-18 in women's basketball. 4:17 to go, first half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Midland basketball, Darian Moon. She passes right side to Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht dumps it underneath, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz up the floor. Cruz all the way down to the right baseline, and she got fouled on the play. Foul called on Midland and Darian Moon. That's team foul number five on Midland with 3:59 left to go in the half. Caravan Dyke feeds it up front to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus, they go down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline reverses it over to Cook. Cook's shot, no good. Halfway down, pops out. Coming up with it is Ruprecht. Ruprecht with the basketball. Midland ball. Midland has the basketball driving the lane. They kick it right wing. Jumper on the way for Ruprecht. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke goes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the top of the key. She passes left wing to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball on the perimeter. They dump it down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround is good. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points by my count. And the Dort College defenders trail 29-20. Trying to whittle this lead down as we get to halftime. On the right side with it is Ruprecht. Ruprecht picks up her dribble. Pass comes right side to Anderson. Anderson underneath. Her shot hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Rebound taken down by Cook. Cook with the basketball gives it up to Cruz. Cruz across the timeline to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus puts it up. The jumper is no good. And the rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz gives it up. And the lay-in is good for Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook knocks down the two-point basket. Jamie Cook with her first two this evening. Shot blocked by Van Dyke. Now the ball tipped away on the rebound. Last touched by Midland. getting her hands on it was Jamila Johnson. Jamila Johnson tipped it out of bounds. With our score 29-22, Dort College has cut 6 points off of what was a 13-point lead. They've got it down to 7 right now at 29-22. 29-22 our score. Jessica Jelsma will bring the ball up for the defenders. She passes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz's pass is taken away. And stripping it away on the other end is Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice prevents the lay-in, hustles back, and strips the ball loose. 29-22 our score. Dort College is down 7. Midland basketball, 2:10 left to go in the first half. With it on the right side is Lasari. Lasari to Johnson. Johnson on the wing. Comes back over to Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson dumps it down low. Jumper from the baseline is good. Two-point basket for Joelle Anderson. Anderson with 5 points. Anderson has 5. They pass it underneath to Hulst. Hulst on the right elbow. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. And Cruz throws it away, intended for Brooke Ice. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. And the Warriors will take it up. 31-22, our score. Dort College down 9. Midland has the basketball with an opportunity to extend the lead back to double digits. Pass comes over to Johnson. Johnson, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Michael Hulst. Hulst comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma, right side, Chapman. Chapman feeds it underneath Michael Hulst. Hulst shot in the lane, no good, but she is fouled on the play. 31-22, our score, Dort College, down 9. Michael Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Hulst shooting 2, she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. 31-23, our score, Dort College, down 8. And now 7 as Hulst makes both free throws. 31-24, our score. 1:10 left to play in the half. Midland up by 7 with the basketball. Let's see if they can get a 2-for-1 here if they run it down underneath 35 before they shoot or run it well down underneath. Marish trying to hold her ground, and Joelle Anderson tried to spin, and she gets called for being on the baseline out of bounds, and Dort College has scrapped their way back in, trailing by 7. Under a minute to go in this half. Midland has the defense set up. Man-to-man applied by the Warriors. Ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland and Sammy Lasari. It'll be Dort College basketball in front of the Midland bench. Throwing the ball in is Chapman. Chapman triggers it. She gets it into Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice with the basketball. Brooke Ice out front, drives in, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation on the defenders. Robin Blount checks into the ballgame. Abby Chapman will check in. Midland will bring the basketball up. Pass goes left side. This is Danny Anderson. Anderson to Lasari. Midland will hold. Well, it's under 15, and now we have a travel on the other end. Looked like Midland was going to take the shot clock down and instead attack the basket and get called for a travel. Driving into the lane, the travel violation whistled. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 22 seconds and counting. Dort College will hold for the final shot, trailing by 7 as we approach halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Looking high post, they get it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the right elbow. Van Dyke drives in, nothing there. Puts the shot up, partially blocked. 2 seconds left. Three-pointer at the buzzer is no good by Midland, and we go to halftime. Our score, Midland 31, North College 24. Back of the recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College, 9 of 27 from the floor for 33.3%, just 1 of 12 on three-pointers for 8.3%, 5 for 5 on free throws for 100%. For Midland, they're 12 of 37 from the floor, 32.4%, 4 for 15 on threes, 26.7%, 3 of 5 on free throws for 60%. Midland is rebounding Dort College 25-19, Dort College with 10 turnovers, Midland with 7. As poorly as Dort College has shot the basketball this afternoon, a surprise to me that they are only down 7 at halftime. Dort College is led in scoring by Elise Marish with 10 points, 5 for Caravan Dyke, 3 for Kayla Brookeyes, 2 for Jessica Gelsmont, Jamie Cook, and Micah Hulst. For the Midland Warriors, they are led by Jamila Johnson with 8 points, 5 for Joella Anderson, 4 for Sammy Lasari, 4 for Taylor Shepard, 3 for Kelly Page, 5 for Darian Moon, and 2 for Danny Anderson for their total of 31. For Dort College, Caravan Dyke leads the way in rebounding with 4, 3 each for Elise Marish and Jamie Cook. For Midland, Jamila Johnson has 5, 4 for Joella Anderson, 5 for Shelby Ruprecht, and 3 for Taylor Shepard. 2 assists for Jamila Johnson, 2 steals also for Jamila Johnson. 2 assists by Jamie Cook for the defenders, and the defenders have 1 steal, that's by Kim Cruz, in 9 minutes of action. 31-24 hour score, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime scores are in across the conference. And at the moment, here's how they look. Midland leading Dort College at halftime 31-24. The other game we're keeping an eye on, Doan leads Briar Cliff 37-34. Dort College needs a win this afternoon combined with a Doan College loss to advance to the playoffs. So right now, neither half of that scenario working out, but we're only at halftime. Northwestern leads Hastings 54-34 at halftime. Morningside over Concordia 48-36. So those of you who would like to see a four-way tie for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Women's Championship, that possibility right now a strong possibility. Morningside in front by 12, Northwestern up by 20 on Hastings. Both of those hosts, Northwestern and Morningside, win. It's a four-way tie for the title. Doan leads Briarcliff 37-34 in Sioux City, and it's Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 29-26. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shenandoah, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Right side of the basketball, Nebraska West, Midland has the basketball, leading by 7. They dump it down low on the post entry to Shepard. Shepard gets it outside, 3 from the corner, no good. And wrestling away the rebound is Joelle Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson gives it up to Kelly Page. Page will fire the 3, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Anderson right now. Dort College getting beat on the offensive glass. Drive to the baseline, short jumper, no good. Rebound deflected down, picked up by Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma with the basketball. Gelsma with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble, goes into the corner, over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, back to Gelsma. Gelsma in between the circles. She passes right side over to Brookeyes. Brookeyes with it on the wing. Brookeyes to Gelsma. Gelsma to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz swings it out, back over to Marish. Marish has her shot blocked. Now the ball is down on the floor, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Hey, Inbounding the basketball will be Kim Cruz. Cruz passed over the top, and Jessica Chelsma looked like she got held on the play by Kelly Page. But no call made. The ball goes out of bounds as Jelsma's unable to get to the ball. And it is Midland basketball, a little over a minute into the second half. With it on the right wing, Midland basketball. This is Johnson. Johnson feeds it down low. Shot no good. Shepherd with the putback, though. Taylor Shepherd has 6 points. And the defenders trail 33-24. Left side pass. This is Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. And Cruz tries to pass it off to Brookice. And the Midland Warriors will bring the basketball up. Midland with it. Leading by 9, 33-24 with the basketball as Johnson. Left side pass. They dump it down low, and we've got a foul called on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for the personal on the post-entry pass. She's whistled for foul number 2. 18-10 left to play in the ballgame. Midland basketball. Johnson comes back out front to Lasari. Lasari to Johnson. Jamila Johnson gives it up. Right-handed layup, no good. Shepherd there for the rebound, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, and a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. 33-24, Midland leading by 9, Dort College basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Jelsma. Jelsma over to Cruz. Cruz takes it into the lane, has it blocked, gets it back. She's going to go up with it again, and she gets tied up on the play. Alternating possession, it will be Midland basketball. Midland comes back with it on the alternating possession call. Right side is Lasari. Lasari to Johnson. Johnson into the lane, has it stripped, and coming up with it is Jamie Cook. Cook, near midcourt, turns, gives it back over to Brookice. Brookice takes it across the timeline. She comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the left wing. Jessica Jelsma picks up the dribble, and now Dort College wants to call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, they go left side to Cook. Cook on the wing. Cook picks up her dribble. She comes left side over to Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins. Her short jumper is good. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-26. 33-26 our score. Left side pass. Shot on the way by Page, and Page knocks down the rainbow. She's got 6, averaging 7.1 points per game, and the difference is back to 10 at 36-26. On the right side with it is Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman goes high post to Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke puts it on the floor hard to the right side, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland and Jamila Johnson. Jamila Johnson whistled for her first personal foul. Throwing the ball in is Abby Chapman. Chapman drops it off, and it's taken away. This is Anderson. Anderson racing the other way. Her shot no good, but there to follow is Taylor Shepherd, and Shepherd is fouled on the play. Foul will be charged to Midland. I beg your pardon, to Dort College and number 11, Jasmine Skelhas. So the first free throw is off the mark, no good. It's a 36-26 ball game. Second free throw on the way for Shepherd, a 66% free throw shooter. Rattles off, no good as well. And we have a lane violation whistled against the Dort College defenders. 36-26 our score. Another chance for Shepherd to extend the lead. And that time she makes it. She makes 1 out of 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. York College down 11. York College with the basketball. Chapman. Chapman looks down low for Cook. Cook trying to cross over. Nothing there. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman inside the three-point ring. She has to fire her back outside to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook spins into the lane with a left-hand Cook. Jamie Cook with a two-point bucket. And for Jamie, she's got 4 points. York College trails 37-28. York College just hanging around. See if they can put together a few defensive stops and then a run. Midland basketball. And we've got an offensive foul, a push-off called on Johnson. Johnson whistled for her second personal foul. Emily Newman will check into the contest. Sean Gilbert, Midland, does not. Midland's head coach does not agree with that call. And the North College defenders come back the other way with the basketball. This is Skelhas. Skelhas in between the circles. She passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice comes back right side over to Skelhas. Skelhas at the free throw line. Comes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it. Chapman feeds it out front to Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook to Skelhas. Skelhas, three, is partially blocked. And the rebound is cleared out by Sammy Lasari. Lasari with the basketball. Lasari's pass through the lane is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland with the basketball. 15-22 left to play in this ballgame. That's in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland has the basketball at the top of the key. It goes left side over to Lasari. Lasari has it on the right elbow. She comes back over to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. She's got it on the left side working against Brookice. Gets around Brookice, puts it up, no good. And foul on the play. It's going to be on either Newman or Brookice. Foul whistled on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal. Jamila Johnson shooting two free throws. First one is up and good. She's got 9 points today. Leading all scorers is Elise Marish with 10. She's on the bench right now. On the floor for the defenders is Skelhas, Cruz, Cook, Brookice, and Newman. Second free throw is up and good as well for Johnson. Johnson has 10 points. And the defenders trail 39-28. Defenders looking to cut into the 9-point lead. Comes inside to Newman. Newman with the basketball at the free throw line. Nothing there for Newman. Newman dumps it down to the baseline. Brookice. Brookice short jumper, right baseline, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Shepard. Shepard gets it ahead to Darian Moon. Moon with the basketball on the left elbow over the lane. Moon goes over to Johnson. Johnson gives the basketball back over to Shepard. Shepard with the ball. Her three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Skelhas. Skelhas loses it. It's taken back by Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Underneath is Shepard. Shepard's shot, no good. Shepard's shot, no good. Foul called on the play against North College and Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal. Shepard going to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Last time she was at the charity stripe, she had three chances, and she made one of them. As there was a lane violation called on the defenders. Another free throw coming for Taylor Shepard, trying to extend the lead, and she doesn't. But again, a lane violation called on the defenders. You end up giving away points in those situations. Another free throw on the way for Shepard. And this one's up and good. Sador College has basically given Taylor Shepard six chances, and she has made three of them. Instead of a 1-for-4 afternoon from the free throw line, she is 3-for-4. As she got a couple additional chances because of lane violations, Shepard whistled for a personal foul inside as Jamie Cook took it hard to the basket with the right hand. Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Jamie Cook to shoot a pair. Taylor Shepard whistled for the personal foul. I believe that's number two on her. Free throw is up by Cook and good. Jamie Cook with 5 points, and she's got another one coming. Trying to make it a 11-point ball game, and she does. 41-30, North College is down by 11. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt. offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Shot from the baseline by Johnson, rattles out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland basketball, throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop, will be Johnson for Midland. Jamila Johnson whistled for the inbound the basketball. They give it to Darian Moon. Moon with it in between the circles. Darian Moon with it at the top of the key. She comes right side. Down to the baseline is Ruprecht. Ruprecht back out to Moon. Moon, stutter step, drives the lane. Her floater from 10 off the mark, no good. Rebound is controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhas. Skelhas into the front court. Skelhas to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke over to Brookice. Brookice will put up the three. Short, no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Skelhas. Skelhas, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Van Dyke. Van Dyke off the glass, good. Kara Van Dyke with 9 points. Dort College trails 41-32. 41-32 our score. Moon passes left side over to Anderson. Anderson with it on the left wing. Anderson picks up her dribble, comes back right side over to Johnson. Johnson with it on the right side. Jamila Johnson with the right hand, good. 12 points for Johnson, 43-32. Dort College is down 11. Dort College basketball, Brookice. Brookice feeds it down low, Marish. Marish puts it up in traffic, but a foul on the play called on Haley Dittrich. She's whistled for the personal. She is called for her first foul of the day. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is up, no good by Marish. Marish is an 82% free throw shooter. Second free throw is up and good for Marish, so she makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders trail 43-33. 43-33. Midland has the basketball. They've got it on the right wing. Driving the lane is Johnson. Johnson comes back over to Moon. Moon hits the three. Darian Moon with 8 points. Dort College trails 46-33. Midland matches their biggest lead of the ballgame. Comes back to the top of the key. With it is Skelhas. Skelhas over to Brookice. Brookice puts it on the floor. Brookice down to the baseline. Brookice is fouled on the play before the shot. Blocking foul called on Midland. It'll be Dort College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Jasmine Skelhas. Skelhas to Trigger. Skelhas looking, throws over the top, finds Kim Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor hard. Jump stop, gets it away, Marish. Marish, 12-footer, right side, good. Marish with 13. And the defenders trail 46-35. 12:05 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College trailing. On the right side is Johnson. Johnson down to the baseline. Puts it up. Off of the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Marish. And Marish, hounded, gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas in between the circles. Left side pass. Cruz. Cruz, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Marish. It'll be Dort College basketball. to 36-35, our score. Dort College down 11. On the right side with it is Johnson. Johnson has the basketball. Johnson gives it up to Moon. Moon on the wing. Moon comes over to Ruprecht. Ruprecht. Around the horn they go. Three-pointer off the heel. No good. Massive humanity up for that rebound. And coming away with it off the deflection is Danny Anderson. Anderson with a putback. She's got four. And the defenders trail 48-35. Elise Marish on the other end is fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she got free over the top for the layup opportunity. 48-35, Dort College down a baker's dozen. Trying to cut into the lead with Elise Marish at the charity stripe. Free throw by Marish is off the heel, no good. Robin Blount checks into the contest. Johnson also checks out for Midland. Cruz checks out for the defenders. And Sammy Lasari checks in for Midland. Marish makes one of two free throws, just as she did last time. Two for four from the free throw line today is Elise Marish. She has now shot 98 free throws this season. Keep in mind she missed a healthy portion of the season with a leg injury. Midland with the basketball. Ball goes out front to Darian Moon. Moon floater, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. And Hallie Dietrich. Dietrich whistled for, well, had it off of her fingers, out of bounds. Coming back the other way is Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. She goes right wing to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice comes right side, Marish. Marish jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma to Blount. Blount, right side, Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke might have traveled with it. Shot no good off the heel. Rebound controlled by Hallie Dietrich. North College down a dozen. They haven't been able to dent the lead at this point. Moon, jumper from 12 is good. She's fouled on the play. And Moon will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. One shot on the way for Darian Moon. She's got 10 points already today. Midland has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 50-36. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 51-36, our score. North College down 15. 10-10 left to go in the game. Out front with it is Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Right side, Brookice. Brookice to Blount. Blount in traffic. Puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. And Robin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Blount will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Robin Blount. Robin Blount makes the first free throw. She's 7 of 27 this season from the free throw line. Beg your pardon, 8 of 27. Second free throw on the way for Blount is up. That one's off the side of the iron. No good. North College trails 51-37. They secure the offensive rebound. Us Van Dyke. Van Dyke is fouled on the play. And Carroll will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where she is one for one this afternoon. Shooting the free throw is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, first free throw is good. Just past the midpoint of the second half. Van Dyke with 10 points. Another free throw on the way for Kara Van Dyke. This one is up and good as well. 51-39, our score, North College. Down a dozen. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College trails 51-39, 9:50 left to play in the game. Moon passes left side. This is Lasari. Lasari has it taken away by Robin Blount. Robin Blount, one player to beat. That's Moon. Blount underneath, muscles it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Moon. Moon with the basketball. Darian Moon coming back the other way. She passes left baseline. Three on the way. The 15-footer no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch. Controlled by Midland. They got to it before it went out of bounds. This is Moon. Moon will fire a three from the wing, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Midland and Kelly Page. Page three, good. Page with 9 points, all of them from the three-point arc. Dort College trails 54-39. They give it in to Cook. Cook spins with the left hand off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back, fires it off of the glass, good. Jessica Jelsma with 4 points, and the North College defenders trail 54-41, 8:45 and counting. With it out front is Moon. Moon gives left wing to Lasari. Lasari, round the horn, right side, Kelly Page. Page hands it off to Lasari, and Lasari travels with it as she goes into the lane. Travel violation by the defenders, by the Warriors. It'll be York College basketball. And the defenders bring it up. This is Jelsma. Jelsma looking for Newman. Picks up her dribble, goes to Cook. Cook on the left elbow. Now Brookice, and a charging foul called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for foul number two. Our officials today, Randy Wagmeister, Dave Schoenrock, and Jim Hempel. Midland basketball. Lasari, her pass tipped and taken by Jamila Johnson. Johnson three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Cook, and Cook is fouled on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Shepard. Taylor Shepard whistled for the personal foul. That's her third, I believe. And Jamie Cook will shoot free throws. 1-1 opportunity here for the defenders. That is team foul number 9 on Midland. Jamie Cook shaken up on the play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Cook. Cook playing with a very sore leg. That dates back to a week ago, I believe, today. No, a week ago, Wednesday, against Morningside. She had hurt herself, and she will limp off of the floor. She checks out of the ballgame. Emily Newman checks in. 54-43, York College down 11. So Cook makes both free throws. She has 6. Make that 7 points. Midland up by 11. Three-pointer step back no good by Midland. And Kelly Page coming back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. She feeds it right side. They give it over to Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Brookice. Brookice on the left wing. Brookice looks down low, finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns on the lane. She's going to drive it. Right-hand layup is good. Kara Van Dyke with 13. York College trails 54-45. 7:28 left to go in the game. And Jessica Jelsma is called for a reach-in foul from behind. It's team foul number 7 on the defenders. Midland will shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Midland. Shooting the free throw will be Kelly Page. Page is an 85% free throw shooter. She's only taken 13 free throws this season, averaging 7.1 points per game. She's got 3 threes to her credit. Now she has a free throw to her credit. And the defenders trail by 10, 55-45. Second free throw, no good. Marish corrals it. York College is down 10. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice with it. Pass from Van Dyke to the wing is taken away by Midland, and laying it up and laying it down is Sammy Lasari. Lasari with 6. And Midland has opened up a 12-point lead again at 57-45. 57-45, Marish feeds it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up, double team, gets it away, Brookice. Brookice will set up, puts up the 3, it's good. She's got 6. York College trails by 9 again, 57-48, 6:45 and counting. Right side with the basketball is Kelly Page. Page inside, Shepard. Shepard double teamed on the play. Brookice hits the floor hard. No call made as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by York College, it'll be Midland basketball. And the Midland Warriors will inbound the basketball. Jamila Johnson throws it into Lasari. Lasari to Johnson. Johnson into the lane. Comes back out to Johnson. I beg your pardon, that's Lasari. Lasari into the lane. Shot blocked by Marish. Take it away, Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Jessica Jelsma. Right wing. 3 on the way. Is short, no good by Brookice. Rebound taken away by Lasari. Lasari with the ball. Lasari has it at the point. She passes right side to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson to Lasari. Lasari. Down to the baseline is Johnson. Johnson trapped on the play, and she travels to try and get out of the trap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming back the other way, Dort College with the basketball. With it, right side is Skelhaus. Skelhaus down to the baseline, cut off. Dort College down nine. They need some buckets and they need some stops. On the right wing, they get it back down low to Marish. Marish against Shepard, and we've got a foul on the play called on Taylor Shepard. Shepard whistled for her fourth personal foul. So Dort College will shoot a 1-1. First free throw is up and good for Marish. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Marish is up and good. So Marish makes both free throws, and the defenders are back to within 7 at 57-50. Elise Marish with another 2 points. She's got 16 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 57-50. Time winding down. 5:27 left to play in this contest. Lasari at the top of the key. 20 to shoot. She passes right side over to Johnson. Jamila Johnson on the right wing. Comes back out front. They dump it down low to Shepard. Shepard puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Micah Holst. Micah Holst whistled for the personal foul. So free throws on the way. This is Shelby Ruprecht shooting free throws. Ruprecht will shoot two. She was scoreless in the first half, 0-for-1 on free throws. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got her first main free throw. Came into the ballgame a 68% free throw shooter. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good as well. 59-50 our score. Ruprecht in the scorebook, averaging 4.6 points per game. Those are her first two of the day. Skelhaus with the dribble on the right hand. He picks it up, passes it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, comes back over to Newman. Newman gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline, comes back over to Newman. Newman to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, nothing there. 3 seconds on the shot clock. She'll have to fire up the desperation shot. It draws iron, and that's it. Here comes Midland back the other way, leading by 9. Right side pass over to Johnson. Jamila Johnson with it. Johnson hesitates at the top of the key. Now goes left side. Midland over the basketball. This is Danny Anderson. Comes back right side over to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball at the free throw line. Driving in. Layup with the right hand from the left side is good for Lasari. Lasari with 8. We've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Midland 61, Dort College 50. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the Dort College defenders trailing Midland by 11. 4:18 remaining in the contest. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Skelhaus goes right elbow to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Kara Van Dyke has it on the right wing. She puts up the 15-footer. It's good. Kara Van Dyke whispers that one through. She's got 15 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 61-52. Under 4 minutes to go in this contest. Dort College needs a win to keep their postseason hopes alive. For Midland, they're just trying to play out the string, and they have a spot secured already in the playoffs. Pass goes out to the perimeter to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Shot on the way, no good. Long rebound, though. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College down 11 with 3:35 remaining. Newman checks back into the game for the defenders. Kim Cruz checks out. On the floor for the defenders, Marish, Brookice, Jelsma, and Van Dyke. Jelsma with the basketball. She passes right side over to Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke spins. Her shot is up and good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. 17 for Van Dyke. Dort College trails 61-54. A seven-point difference. As we approach the three-minute mark of this contest, right side with it, Midland. Down to the baseline is Johnson. Johnson at the free throw line. Gives it into the left corner. Back outside it goes Lasari. Lasari on the left wing. With the basketball is Johnson. Johnson, three, step back, good. Jamila Johnson with the three-point basket. She's got 15. Dort College trails by 10. Runner by Marish, no good. Ball's out of bounds. And a foul on the play called on Elise Marish. Elise Marish whistled for the personal, her third. 64-54, our score. Dort College is down 10. 2:38 remaining in regulation. Midland in the driver's seat. Left to play in this contest. To the free throw line is Johnson to shoot. A 1-1. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Marish. Marish will bring it up. Marish over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke goes right side. Three on the way by Brookice is no good. And the ball is tapped out and a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. I believe it's Newman. And shooting the free throw will be Joelle Anderson. Two free throws on the way for Anderson. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Midland converts one of two free throws. Joelle Anderson now with 6 points. Midland leading by 11, 2:17 left to play in this game. Dort College running out of time. Newman passes high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, her runner with the right hand, good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Kara with 14 in the second half. 19 for the ball game. Dort College trails 65-56. 1:54 left to go. Left side is Anderson. Anderson on the wing over to Lasari. Lasari gives it up to Johnson. Jamila Johnson to Kelly Page. Page to Lasari. Lasari to Shepard. Shepard shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Dort College down 9. Into the front court is Jelsma. Jelsma, nothing there. Back out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Spins, double team. Through the double team, her shot no good. Ball's down on the floor. And it's a jump ball, alternating possession. This time it goes to Midland. So Midland will have the basketball. 1:22 left to play in this game. Midland in the driver's seat. Midland bidding for their 15th win of the season. Trying to lift their record to an even 500 heading into the conference playoffs. Dort College going after their 14th win, but they're running out of time. Ball's tipped, controlled by Midland and Kelly Page, and she is fouled on the play by Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma whistled for the personal foul. And Kelly Page will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Page. Kelly Page with 10 points today, make it 11. She's got another one coming, extending the lead to 66-56. A second free throw is up and in and out, no good. 66-56, 1 minute remaining in the game. Midland on defense, man-to-man defense applied. Here's Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her dribble, comes back over to Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line. and will shoot two free throws. Marish whistled for the personal foul. She has 16. First free throw by Marish is no good. She's got another one coming. 52.4 seconds remaining. Checking out of the ballgame is Jelsma for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Marish. Marish makes one of two. And Elise Marish will check out of the ballgame. 17 points for Marish this evening. 66-57. Door College down 9. 52.4 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. 66-57, Midland leading by 9. Midland will inbound the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Darian Moon. Moon trapped in the corner. It's stolen by Brookice. Brookice driving in, and she is fouled on the play. And Kayla Brookice will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Kayla Brookice. Dort College will need a come back for the ages here. Under a minute to go and down 9. Obviously, strange things have happened in the past, but you need a lot of things to go right here. Trailing now 8. Brookice second free throw short, no good. So Dort College makes one of two free throws. They trail by 8, 66-58. Midland running precious seconds off of the clock. Moon passes right side. And a foul called as Sammy Lasari takes it across midcourt. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Lasari. 66-58, our score, Dort College. Down 8, and Lasari makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Micah Halst is out. Blount is out. Cook is in. Newman is out. Dort College with Brookice, Cook, Van Dyke, Jelsma. And also on the floor right now is Elise Marish, 68-58, Dort College down 10. Lasari made both free throws. Right side with it is Brookice. Brookice loses it out of bounds. It's tipped out by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. Van Dyke to throw it in. Marish. Marish will fire the three. Missed it. No good. Off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. 20 seconds remaining. Midland playing keep away now. 17 seconds left. Comes back. Right side to Johnson. Johnson to Lasari. And Lasari is finally fouled. She's got 10 points. She'll go to the free throw line for two. And that's going to spell the end of the Dort College season. 12.6 seconds left to go. Not enough time for Dort College as they trail by 10. And now they're going to call an intentional foul on the defenders. Kayla Brookice is going to be called for an intentional foul. Free throw by Johnson is up and through. She's got another one coming. And the Dort College defenders will send five new players into the contest. Five seniors will check out. 69-58, our score. Free throw is off the mark, no good by Johnson. So it stands at 69-58 right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 12.6 seconds remaining in this game. Free throw, or pardon me, the inbounds pass to Lasari. Lasari in midcourt, and she'll dribble out the clock. 7 seconds left, now 6. And that's going to be the ball game. Our final score, Midland 69, Dort College 58. Dort College falls to 13-16 to close the season, 6-14 in the conference. For Midland, they improve to 15-15 and 11-9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are having the recognition of the Sixth-Door College Defender women's basketball players who are completing their career here this afternoon. They are Kayla Brookice, four-year regular for the Defenders. Danelle Bone, also a regular for 4 years. All six of these, so five out of the six, played significant roles for Dort College in all 4 years. Elise Marish was a transfer student in, and she ended up being a mainstay for the Defenders for the last 3 years. Jessica Jelsma, Jamie Cook, Elise Marish, and Caravan Dyke all playing their last game for the Defenders here this afternoon as the Defenders close out their season with a 13-16 overall mark, 6-14 in the conference. They lose to Midland here this afternoon. For the Dort College men, now there will be three individuals who will come out onto the floor momentarily. They will be Bryce Skelhaas, a student manager for the Defender men's basketball program for 4 years. Austin Kachi is also in uniform this afternoon. I don't believe he is going to play, though, because of a sprained ankle from earlier this week in a win over Northwestern. Kachi has played 123 games for the Defenders and has over 1,400 career points. For those of you watching the webcast right now, that is Bryce Skelhaas and his parents. And Kyle Lindberg will be the third defender introduced here as a part of Senior Day. Lindberg will have played in over 130 games, we expect, when all is said and done. And in all likelihood will have over 1,300 career points when he is finished playing. Currently has over 900 rebounds and nearly 300 assists and 160 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Always a bittersweet day on Senior Day as the last 4 years go by pretty quickly, and tremendous growth seen by as you watch all of these players. Doesn't seem that long ago that they enrolled as freshmen here at Dort College, and here they are playing their last home game in front of the DeWitt Gymnasium faithful. Lots of highlights for both the women and the men last 4 years. And today that will come to a close. Dort College women falling 69-58. The Dort College men's game soon to come. Let's take a look at the numbers from the men's contest. The Dort College defenders, 19-55 from the floor this afternoon for 34.5%. 2 for 20 on three-pointers for 10%, 18 of 23 on free throws, that's 78.3%. Midland, 22 of 66 from the floor, 33.3%, 8 for 26 on three-pointers, 30.8%, 17 of 25 on free throws for 68%. Midland on rebounds, Dort College 47 of 40 this afternoon, and Dort College commits 19 turnovers to Midland's 14. Dort College was led in scoring by Caravan Dyke with 19 points. Elise Marish ends with 17. 8 points today for Jamie Cook, 7 for Kayla Brookice, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, 2 for Micah Hulst, and 1 for Robin Blount. For Midland, they were topped by Jamila Johnson with 16 points, 11 each for Kelly Page and Darian Moon, 10 for Sammy Lasari, 9 for Taylor Shepard, 6 for Joelle Anderson, 4 for Danny Anderson, and 2 for Shelby Ruprecht for their total of 69 points. Rebounding, Dort College was paced by Caravan Dykes 10, 7 each for Elise Marish and Jessica Chelsma, 4 each for Jeannie Cook and Kayla Brookice. Brookice also had an assist and a steal. By the way, we'll be hearing from two of the Dort College women's basketball players at halftime of this afternoon's men's contest, as they'll be joining me. And, we will be having that interview from Sam Ekstrom, Dort College Sports Information Student Assistant. For Midland, they were led by Joelle Anderson with 9 rebounds today, 6 for Jamila Johnson, 8 for Taylor Shepard, 5 for Shelby Ruprecht, and 4 for Hallie Dittrich. 3 assists for Johnson today, 3 steals as well, 2 steals for Sammy Lasari. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this. This is the Wireless World Postgame Wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Seeing if there are any scores to report to you from across the conference, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with a look at the scoreboard right after this. Women's basketball scores from across the conference. We have a four-way tie for the championship. The home teams won today in those matchups, so that means four teams close the year at 16-4. I believe Northwestern will be the number one seed in the postseason tournament. Midland solidifies their spot as the number five seed. Dakota Wesleyan was idle today. They're 10-10. Briarcliff and Doan are going to overtime right now, tied at 77-77. Dort College falls to 6-14 to conclude the year. Mount Marty improves to 4-16 as they close the year down as well. And Nebraska Wesleyan 1-19 to finish the season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room to talk with me. And, Coach, your team, a good effort today. I don't think we could fault the effort, but at the end of it all, it just seemed like too many people playing on tired legs, or not even tired legs, but injured parts of the body, and you just couldn't overcome Midland this afternoon, and that had to play a part.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we shot 2 for 20 from the three-point line, and we knew we needed to shoot it better. We talked about that beforehand, how important it was to be able to get into the 70s, and we, you know, we 70 points would have won it, and so we kind of knew we had to get to 70, and, you know, yeah, we had people that were just trying to get it out, but, you know, that's just the way it is, and, you know, it's not a good way to end the season, but, at the same point, you know, that Jamila Johnson was a handful. She's shifty, and she shot it well, and she attacked. You know, we just, you got to give her a lot of credit for setting up, making a lot of points for them happen. But on the other hand of it, you know, our seniors just went out giving it everything they had. And I think you could say that for every member of our team. And so, you know, it's a pretty sad locker room right now. But, you know, they also know that in their life, good things lie ahead, and that's kind of a comforting thing for them to look at right now.
Well, it's always a bittersweet day on Senior Day. It doesn't seem that long ago these young ladies come in as precocious freshmen, and you think you have these plans for 4 years in front of you, and as a group you look at it and you think if this happens and that happens, and suddenly you're 4 years later and they're ready to graduate. And in all honesty, that's probably a really good thing that we look at them and say they are ready to move on to their next stage.
Right. They are all, you know, they're bright, and they do a great job in the classroom, and they've got good things that lie ahead of them. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's just bittersweet and sad for me. Really enjoy coaching them and, you know, love them to death. They do a great job listening, practicing, and they have a lot of fun. And so, you know, they'll be missed. They'll be missed for sure.
We'll walk through each one individually, and I don't want you to spend a whole lot of time on each one because there are six of them to get through. But we'll go in alphabetical order. Kayla Brookice, a multi-sport athlete here at North College, an outstanding competitor. And when she was on the floor for you, your team was better than when she was not available to you.
Right. She plays with energy and enthusiasm and joy. And she can shoot it really well, but she's just such a competitor, but she's a great kid off the floor, too. And she's loved and respected by all of her teammates for how hard she works.
Danelle Bone came in out of Sibley Ocheyedan, had a good high school career. We knew she could probably score pretty well. She had to learn to do a few other things through her 4 years here. Senior season didn't go the way she would like because of the concussion issues after that loss to that win over Dakota State. Talk about Danelle Bone.
Danelle is just an awesomely tough player and a great practicer, very smart player. Just really enjoyed how she knew the game, and she got to be a stronger and tougher player every year. And she was having a fabulous senior year defensively, shooting the ball, you know, being smart with it. And you know, obviously, when you take her out of the equation, you know, that's a big loss. But she played as hard as she could, and she got better every year and had a phenomenal senior year for us.
Jessica Jelsma, as a freshman, struggled through some back issues. We didn't know if she was going to be able to complete her career at Dort College. As a sophomore, junior, and senior, put together three pretty solid seasons for your team.
She did. She did a lot of different roles, and she was willing to do whatever, start, play the backup role. She even played as a starting post player when we had a lot of injuries in the middle of the season. And she just brings great enthusiasm and encouragement. I don't think I've ever coached a player that is quite as good of an encourager as she is. Every day and every game to everybody, you know, she's just a great person, a great encourager, and she'll be a fabulous teacher.
Jamie Cook, disappointing this year in that she had the broken finger right at the beginning of December. Now the last 2 weeks has been battling a leg issue. We didn't get to see her healthy much of this year, but when we did, she was playing pretty good basketball.
Right. I think she's one of the better players in the GPAC when she's completely healthy. She's really a mismatch problem and a very savvy offensive player. Just really enjoy what she could do to help a team in little ways. And, you know, her abilities and aggressiveness and team leadership will really be missed as well.
Elise Marish joined this team after a year at the University of Sioux Falls. You always wonder how transfers are going to fit into the mix, especially when you've got a group like you had as freshmen already. She fit right in. You didn't have any problems.
Right. She was great about doing whatever it took to get better. And she got better every year, evidenced by her leading in scoring this year. You know, she's a real tribute to hard work. I would say she is a tireless worker and a very good offensive player who she just enjoyed being. You don't even know that she transferred. She fits in so well and enjoys being around the team so much.
Kara Van Dyke finally, and Kara Van Dyke, leading scorer for you. She came in, I believe, Abby Sodsma and that group were seniors at that point. And then you had Julia DeCucuc. From there, she took over and became your go-to player over the last 3 years.
Right, she did. She played with an excellent senior class. And as freshmen, they set a record at Dort here for the most wins with Amber Sotsma, Julia, and Bree Snyderman. But she, after they left that class as a sophomore, she kind of took over the mantle as our leading scorer and just a leader in all areas. And she has a great personality about her, a very witty personality in practice and after practice. And, you know, again, all of them have a lot of different things that they bring to the table that will all be missed.
And I think I said Abby Sodsma rather than Amber. At least I didn't call her Josh. For you, looking back on this year, I hate to say you look back and you say what could have been, but my goodness, you had basically everyone available to you for one half of a practice. In terms of a coaching job, what are you going to remember about this team and about this year looking back on 2013 and 14?
Well, they were very resilient. because we had 30 minutes of practice where we had everybody healthy, and then Jamie broke her hand. But, you know, they were resilient, and they were willing to keep working, and they persevered over a lot of things. And, you know, they would fight, and they would we'd have a great win, and they'd come back excited and have fun. We'd have a tough loss, and they'd regroup and come back to practice and work hard and have fun. And so, you know, as leaders and role models, you know, there's six great role models there that you could look up to and see that they're going to do the right thing, you know, in almost every different situation that you present them with.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and I'd imagine you've got a few more things happening this afternoon and into this evening. A bittersweet way to finish the year, probably more bitter than sweet right now, but 13-16 with a team that battled. Congratulations. Some good wins, some disappointing losses. When it's all said and done, overall, a decent year.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. You're